Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this early Wednesday morning, and I could not rest until I released this podcast. This word was in my spirit, and I wanted to encourage you. But before I begin, I want to start out with a song by Cody Carnes, Firm Foundation.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never left.
He won't fail. No, he won't. I just had to release this word of encouragement to you today. I just could not rest until I released this. Of course, you know, I've been up all night, another all-nighter, as sometimes it can be. And I just felt so deep in my spirit. So many of you out there feel like you have struggled and struggled so long that you cannot see the other side of the mountain that you're on. Keep the faith. Remember, it's Ephesians 6:20. He says, keep the faith and be strong. He says in Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them. And one of the scriptures I mentioned last week that has so resonated with me the last couple of weeks. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and they will not faint. You remember that. When you put your hope in Lord, in the Lord, it gives you peace. That peace that passes all understanding. He says in Isaiah 26 and 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in Him. Trusting feels like a hard thing to do sometimes when you're in the midst of a storm that seems like it has lasted for such a long time. But you just keep trusting. You just keep pushing forward because God is there and He's going to meet you on the other side of that storm. There's going to be this beautiful rainbow after the storm. You know, when you've been through a storm, you may have even been driving through it and it was so bad you had to pull over and you think, I can't make it through this. I cannot make it through this. You turn on the radio, you hear them saying there's hail, there's tornado warnings, everything's coming at you, right? And you're sitting there on the side of the road right in this storm thinking, Lord, are you going to let this overtake me? But you stand firm in that storm that you're in right now. The pain may be ripping through your body. The stress and anxiety may be going through your mind. You may have suffered a deep loss. But you just remember, He says in His word, Isaiah 41 and 10, so do not fear, for I am with thee. I will strengthen thee with thy righteous right hand. He's taking out that right hand right now. Grab hold of it. Hold on to it tight. He's going to carry you and help you weather this storm. He's right there with you. You're never alone. You're never, ever alone. Sometimes we think we are. In those moments when the pain is so deep, whatever you may be going through in this season of your life, He's right there. If all you could say is, help me, help me. The Holy Spirit visits you with that call. And I know He will lay His comforting peace upon you. You hold on. Because that mess, that test that you're in right now, it's going to be a beautiful message, a beautiful testimony of God's glory and what He has done in your life. Everything that you are going through, everything that you've been through. Remember the poem that I wrote a few years back. There's purpose in every ounce of the pain you went through in your life. Nothing is ever wasted. What you're going through, you're going to grow through. And remember what I always say. He is not speaking to you in this moment from where you're at right now. He's speaking to you on where you're going. Because every second, every minute, you're growing through what you're going through. in the moments before, I was going to lay down and rest because I've been up all night. Lord said, no, release this word. I want you to be comforted that as you continue to push through, you continue to pursue God, you continue to trust His word and what He says, and know He has not forgotten you. He will never leave you or never forsake you. He will go with you all the way till the end. The enemy, oh, he wants you to believe that you're forgotten. Nobody's rescuing you. This pain is there forever. It's not going to change. But God tells us, in the renewing of our mind in Romans 8, renew your mind daily, sometimes every moment. And you tell that devil and his minions to go back to hell where he belongs, because he is under your feet. And you are the head. You are not the tail. And you will see your miracle. You will see your breakthrough. Because you are a child of the Most High. And God will bring you through. I promise you. You just keep pushing through. Hold fast. You stand. And you will see the salvation of the Lord. Let me say a prayer. Lord, I just come to you this early Wednesday morning, this first Wednesday in April. Lord, those out there that is listening to the sound of my voice, Lord, you know what they're going through. Lord, I ask that your spirit would just fall upon them right now. Lord, that they would just feel that healing touch in their body, Lord. Lord, you would wrap your arms around them and let them feel this like liquid love pouring down their body, Lord. That you're there with them, Lord, in the midst of this storm that they're encountering right now, Lord. Lord, I pray restoration. I pray unity to families. I pray, Lord, that where they feel weary, where they feel weak, that they all of a sudden feel strong. Lord, I pray where there is pain, that you will heal them, because you said by your stripes we are healed. We take you at your word, Father, and we believe you. You said that you are not a father that would lie, and we take you and we stand in your word. Lord, I pray that as they listen to this podcast, that they feel you walking with them hand in hand through this moment and every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And before I end the podcast, one story that come to my heart and hit my soul that I just had to release. And this is what you're going to be singing. Just remember, you're growing through that pain right now you're going through. All these things you're going through, you're going to tell this glorious story. And you're going to kick that devil in the teeth again by telling your story. Because we are overcomers by the words of our testimony. Don't you ever forget that. As I play this song, you remember what God has done for many, what he's brought you through in the past, and he's going to bring you through again. Just remember, this is the story he'll tell. This is Maverick City featuring Naomi Rain. The story I will tell.
Dark, and it's hard to see what you are doing here in the Romans and where this will lead. Oh, but I know that down through the on, know you were here. And I'll testify of the battles you've won, how you were my portion when there wasn't enough. And I'll testify of the seas that we've crossed, the waters you parted, the ways that I've walked, singing, oh.
Providers, I'll sing the song.
That's the story you're gonna tell. You hang on of the hem of his garment. You don't let go. 'Cause you got a glorious story. It's coming. It's turnaround time. God's got you. And if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So wherever you're at, in your part of the world, get out there today. Spread some hope. Spread some love. This world needs it now, more than ever. Let that hope hit your soul today. Join me back here on the next episode of the Voice of Hope, because this is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.